News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation has released its final report on the Titan submersible implosion that killed OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. The report says that Rush was warned again and again how dangerous his submersible was, and not only ignored the warnings, but threatened anyone who raised concerns with lawsuits or firings. Opponents of planned redistricting in Texas say if Republicans in the state win in their attempt to redraw congressional district to heavily favor the GOP, the Republicans are giving their okay for Democrats to be rounded up and arrested if they don't return to the state and vote on new maps. In Boston, hazy is the word of the day.
It looks like fog, but I'm guessing it is a smoke, the Canadian fire smoke. We're used to it, you know. People that play soccer, they have to train their lungs and stuff, so it kind of always, it all feels the same, you know, at the end.
The smoke is yellowing skies and making it difficult for some to breathe. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. National Night Out events will be held across the country today, including Richland Center. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign held on the first Tuesday of August each year that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be hosted by the new nonprofit Richland County National Night Out, made up of members of law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and members of Partners for Prevention of Richland County. It will be held from 5 to 8 at a new location this year. This year's event will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The evening will include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, a first responder team challenge, Tiny Acres Animals, bounce houses, and DJ music with Phil Nee and Gary Gutenecht. Back this year will be the K9 5K walk run beginning at 5:30 with registration beginning at 4:30. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. All ages are invited to attend. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase from the Kiwanis Club, Lions Club, 4-H, and the Boy Scouts. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 4.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.93 per gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the fifth inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up for you today. Our friend and colleague and travel companion, Todd Alba, is going to be joining us after the 9:30 news to kick around some Wisconsin news. In hour number two, very excited, Deb Cronmiller from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters will be joining us. They have an event that's coming up tomorrow. Important stuff going on. Yep. Important reminders also about checking your voter registration.
Yep. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Voters' Rights Act. That's hard to say. Spoke about that briefly with Shala yesterday on the show, and she will expand more on the act itself, the event. Very excited to have her on the show. I love having Deb on
Deb's
the show.
Deb's great. She's fabulous. And then at 10:35, after the 10:30 news, this is our audio sorbet segment. And Terry Barr, Civic Media's genie of just about everything. She does a lot of stuff for Civic Media. Mm-hmm. And she has a great feature called Slice of Wisconsin, where she also highlights different industries and stuff around the state. So Terry's going to join us. We're going to do a little Slice of Wisconsin quiz, Greg Bach. I hope you're prepared for that.
I'm not. And you're like, it'll be easy. That's what makes me even more nervous, because the easier it is, and if I get it wrong, I got an easy quiz wrong, and I just feel weird and no.
This is a no-pressure quiz.
It's a no-pressure quiz.
And we'll wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Pitch Imperfect edition. It's a good one. Calvin found this one. Also, at the very end of the show, if you care, we'll have an update on my bird. The bird in the birdhouse.
Based on the responses from yesterday, both internally and externally, people care.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. That makes me
take a compliment.
Thank you. I just said that.
I know.
So we'll have a bird update at the very end of the show. Mm-hmm. Stick around for that. And by the way, thanks to everybody who called in with suggestions and everything yesterday. You helped far more than you realize. It really did help a lot. So we'll have an update on that coming up a little bit later on. Just a reminder as well, if you haven't yet, download the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Wherever you get, go to your app store and you just look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. You download it. It's
absolutely free.
It is. And it's got all kinds of great features. You can pick your favorite station. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to newsletters. You can sign up for news just specifically to your area. So if you listen in Oshkosh or Green Bay or Hayward,
it's very customizable.
It is. It's fabulous. And in order to take part in our free ticket Fridays, where we have a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers, I understand they're doing quite well. Club level tickets up for grabs. Yeah. You have to have the app in order to play.
Correct.
So that's why we are encouraging you now. It's Tuesday. We got Free Ticket Friday coming up in a couple of days. Takes you 2 minutes, if that, to download the Civic Media app. And then coming up on Friday, Pat Kreitlow, starting off from 6 to 9. He will have a keyword for you to text in. We will have another one for you, 9 to 11. Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6. 5 chances.
Yes.
To get in on these Brewers club level tickets. The boys are doing well.
Hottest team in baseball.
They are.
Hottest team in baseball.
So that's coming up on Friday. Download the Civic Media app. As we said, it is completely free. We're going to talk about this a little bit more with Todd Alba, but this hit this morning just as we were coming on the air from TMJ Radio. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson considering a run in 2026. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Should Tommy Thompson run for governor, this would be his fifth.
He would, if he would run and win. He served four terms as governor. He ran for Congress before that. He was the director of HHS, the Health and Human Services, from 2001 to 2005. He also ran for president briefly in 2008, and then ran for Senate most recently and lost to Tammy Baldwin, which gave her second term. Honestly, like, I don't know. We're getting to know Josh Schulman, Bill Berrien,
Tom Tiffany.
Well, Tom Tiffany, he hasn't formally announced, but it's kind of the same thing I have with Eric Hovde and Tim Michaels. I don't have anything against those two guys personally. I don't know Tim Michaels, Eric Hovde, but I feel like, all right, you guys, you three, just, you're done. You go.
You had your chances.
Because the problem with this kind of run, this kind of consideration is Tommy Thompson has it in his head, because I believe that Wisconsinites, Republicans and people who live through the Thompson years kind of view him as Wisconsin's Reagan.
Absolutely.
He has a lot of cachet. He has a lot of love. People adore him for their reasons, and that's fine. But he hasn't been the governor for a very long time. And when you think about running for governor decades after you last served, it sort of feels like, well, I can fix it, or I'm here to do it, or just let me handle it. That's not how someone who runs for an office such as this should feel. It should have more of a fire in your belly. I have a plan for Wisconsin. This does Tommy, like, it's just a battlefield of losses for him as far as running. You know, he was the governor. That's right. Fine. But he's run a bunch of other things and lost. And now he's going to be, I might be governor. I'll try for governor. Why? What do you bring to the table?
Tommy Thompson telling TMJ Radio yesterday, I haven't said no. There are a lot of good candidates, and I don't have a desire to get in the race. But the truth of the matter is, I'll wait to see what's out there. Tommy Thompson is 83 years old.
Just say, no, I'm not running.
Wouldn't that just be easier?
Yeah, just
and,
say.
And I guess I don't understand what good this does for their Republican field.
Mm-hmm.
To come in as a little bit of a spoiler.
And maybe I'm thinking too much about it. And maybe it's a nod and a wink. He's like, I haven't said no, wink. And then he never says anything, and it's not. But it's in the paper, and it's up there on the front page of their website. It's an important story, in my opinion, to talk about, because this will sound ageist, but I really don't care. An 83-year-old man saying, I can come and be governor again, that is not good. Sorry, it's just not. Let other people have their chance. Yeah. You got to be governor for 16 years. And some would say you didn't do as much as some would try to give you. So take your flowers, go back to Elroy, hang out, be
an
elder.
Is he in Elroy anymore?
I doubt it. I just know he's from Elroy. I just think there's something to be said about being an elder statesperson of your party, being the person who raises money, being the person who walks in the door and people cheer and clap and shake your hand. Fill that role. That's an important role. And I feel like a lot of politicians on the right and the left don't do that. There are a lot of politicians out there who constantly want that
the spotlight.
They want the spotlight. Yeah. They want the power. They want all those things. And the moment they leave the spotlight, they are seen as irrelevant. Well, to a certain extent, yes.
And that's hard. Granted, I get that. I get that, especially when you've been in the mix of it, in the middle of it for so long.
Yeah.
But as you said, at some point, there are other roles you can fill.
Correct.
Right? 855-752-4842. If you'd like to join our conversation, former Governor Tommy Thompson, not saying no when he was asked about running for governor yet again. Gene from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Gene. You're up first. What do you think?
Thank you for bringing up this subject. I say absolutely no. Tommy Thompson doesn't work for Wisconsin anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when he didn't stand up against what's happening in our country right now, and people need to be paying very close attention to what's going on now, he is a yes man to the man. We need somebody in there to protect our state.
Yeah.
Because if we don't protect the state of Wisconsin, we're all in trouble. The whole country's in trouble. So we need to stand up for democracy and stop this authoritarianism in a spot. It started in Wisconsin. We got a little bit of a reprieve, and we need to save that reprieve. We're all up the creek without a paddle, and that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And he doesn't work for us anymore. He had plenty of opportunities to stand up for Wisconsin when the fake electors were in there and all the things being pulled on our state and millions spent on checking out the elections and all the BS going on here. He didn't stand up once to protect Wisconsin, and people would have listened to him. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks,
Gene. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you.
You can always join us as well, like Gene at 855-752-4842. Joe from Superior texting in, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. The hunger for relevancy knows no bounds. Thompson had a successful career, but apparently he can't be out of the limelight. It's hard. It's hard to step away and be in the shadows, like you said. But again, I still think that there are important places where he could step in. As Gene said, he could step in different ways.
He could step up for Wisconsin.
He could. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you think about Tommy Thompson?
Good morning. I think Greg nailed it. An 83-year-old, with all due respect to the elderly, they're just past their prime, and it is time to pass the torch and let a younger generation move in. You know, Tommy would be much improved over Scott Walker. He was, but no, when he joined the mega movement and whatnot, no, he's past his shelf life.
Yeah.
And I just want to share with you really quick, yesterday my wife and I went to the fair, and we ran into literally none other than Tom Tiffany.
Really?
Outside the expo. Yes, outside the expo building. And I asked him, I said, Tom, are you going to run? And he said, I'm thinking about it. And he reaches his hand out to shake my hand. And when I told him I do fist bumps, he goes, you know who does fist bumps? Jim Jordan. And I thought, man, to Jim Jordan, thank you. But I was civil and polite and said, that's nice. And I said, if you do run, I wish you the best. Just to be courteous.
Yep.
That was very nice of you, Jim. That was great.
I wasn't going to go there because my wife's tugging on my arm saying, don't go there, don't go there. So I was very nice.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Jim.
That.
That's awesome.
Oh, and just the best of luck to you.
Yeah, good luck then. I'll wave at you. And thank you for sending the pictures in, by the way.
Yes,
Jim and his wife went to the Brewers game last Friday, I think. Ted from Appleton, you got the last word on this. Thanks for joining us, Ted. What about Tommy Thompson running again?
Well, I don't know how many people remember when he was governor for the great state of Wisconsin, and he gave us, you know, a rebate check from the state. Then he leaves the position to go work for Bush, and then we discover we're in a big deficit. How many people remember that?
Yep.
Probably not too many.
Not too many. That's a really good point, Ted. Appreciate it. We're coming up against the wall here, so thank you so much. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Slay.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org. or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text or leave a voice note at 855-752-4842. Also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. We see them at on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball action coming up later on today, 5:40. Our broadcasts start. You can't listen to it on the stream. You do have to listen to the game on terrestrial radio, so you can catch it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine and Kenosha, WRJN, WCQM in Park Falls. Hello, Darla and Big G and everybody up there, Toby the dog. And on WBZH in Hayward, our Brewers coverage. Brewers at the Braves tonight. Our coverage starts at 6:40.
They won last night. Just
I understand they won quite handily.
3-1 against the Atlanta. That's okay.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
I'll take a win.
I'll take a 2.5-2. Like I'm not care.
2.5.
No, there isn't a 2.5-2. But I'm just saying that's where my standard is.
Brewers later on today. Our coverage starts at 5:40. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about former governor, Tommy Thompson. Now saying he hasn't said no on whether or not he will run for yet another term as governor. The 83-year-old says, quote, "I'm in great physical health. My mind is sharp as hell. I've got things I would like to accomplish, but it's way too early for me to make that decision," unquote. I'm delighted he's in good health. I'm delighted he's sharp as a tack. I think, no. You had your run. It was historic because of the number of terms that he had.
Yes. I would even say, even if he was 10 years younger, I still would say no. And it wouldn't be about age at that point for me. It would just be about you served your time. You put in your hours. It's time to let other people do it. Roger on the text listening right now says, I voted for Tommy four times, not this time. His endorsement of Trump was despicable. That is something that has changed over the years. He was seen as a uniting factor in Wisconsin, a guy who can reach across lines, right, get things done.
Except for the whole stick it to Milwaukee thing, which I remember.
Yes, I know you remember. I know you remember well.
I do.
And it's very much indicative of a person who just wants, as it was said by Joe and Superior, that they need the limelight. There's a hunger for that. And there is something to be said about a person stepping away and saying, I am done. There's a lot of respect with that. And also, you know, I know that it can't be about the money, because when you get out of public life, the ability to
lobby,
write books, be on television,
do speeches,
sit on boards. It's really about the attention, and that's more than about the money. It's about your own personal ego that you need people to keep in check. Tony on the live stream says he's older than Evers, and Evers didn't run again because of age. And that there's something, and there's also, if I'm a Republican, if I'm the person, let's say I'm a Republican and I win the governor's race and I'm about to take the office, Tommy Thompson's one of the first calls on my call sheet to say, I would love your advice. If you can give me counsel, be part, like, how do
can
I
involve? Call on you when I have questions?
And I'm happy to
and be an advisor,
shout out and show that you are still relevant, but you don't need to have the big chair. It just doesn't look good. And as I said earlier, we may be making a bigger thing out of it than it is. He just said he has not said yes, but he's not ruling it out. But it also was on the front webpage
of TMJ Radio.
Of TMJ. But it's there. So therefore, it's about the conversation. And obviously, people calling and texting, giving their opinions on this. So I just think, Tommy, if you're out there listening, if someone out there knows him, it just...
With all due respect.
Yes.
Not you did... You had an historic record here in Wisconsin, just in the amount of terms that you served. Rest on those laurels.
Yeah.
Be proud of what you did. Yeah. Absolutely. And again, I understand how difficult it is to give up the limelight. But at the same time, I think I have more respect for folks who can acknowledge they aren't either not qualified or their time is past, as opposed to someone who is unqualified saying, well, I don't know really what I'm really doing, but I can do it. And that's, I would rather have someone who can recognize this is outside of my realm of possibilities.
Yeah. And I think too, the other big point is you have to convince people to vote for you. And what you are probably going to do, he would do, is present this image of Tommy Thompson from the 80s and 90s, and that's not the Tommy Thompson you're going to get.
Well, it's a different world now, too.
He's a different Republican. He is a Trump supporter. He's a Trump defender, and that flies.
Was really, it the inauguration, wasn't it?
I believe so. And it flies in the face of who he probably was back, 35 years ago. The things that, you're a whole different person, Tommy, and you've got to get Wisconsin on board, and I think that's going to be more difficult than you think.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue this conversation. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague and travel companion and host of the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4, is going to be joining us after the 9:30 news. A couple other things going on, not surprisingly, in Wisconsin politics. So stick around for that. Our number two, Deb Cronmiller from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, is going to join us. And also Civic Media's very own Terry Barr with a little slice of Wisconsin for audio sorbet today. And we'll have a birdhouse update. Good. If you're concerned.
Good.
I appreciate people checking in about that. Really. It means more than you realize. It genuinely does. All right. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. We're coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up in Bermuda on the app, baby. The Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. It's a busy week for Walk with Grace organizers. The Captain's Night and Survivors Reception will be held Wednesday night beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Cancer survivors are also invited to register and receive a free gift. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at this time to count towards the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team total. The 2025 Walk with Grace will be held Friday night at Kroska Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will be held at 6, with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remembering those who lost the fight. Food and refreshments will be available beginning at 4. There is still time to get car raffle tickets and luminaries. The Grace office will be open Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 3. Tickets and luminaries will also be available the night of the walk. Also a reminder, Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are none left at the Grace office. If you have tickets you are not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fantastic Four, The First Steps, was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss the Trump tariffs. They're off, they're on, they're up, they're down. But what does it mean to us in Wisconsin? We'll be joined by Wisconsin business owner Kyle LaFond on that and also PBS.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, Deb Cronmiller from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is going to join us. They have an event tomorrow marking the passage of the Voting Rights Act.
Correct.
So we're going to talk to Deb about that. Also, other considerations about more challenges coming towards the Voting Rights Act. Mm-hmm. And also about how important it is that you check your registration from time to time.
Yes.
MyVote.WI.gov.
Very simple, very easy, very to the point.
Yes, absolutely. And then Terry Barr, Civic Media's own genie of just about everything. She's an Emmy winner. She's incredible. And she has a feature called Slice of Wisconsin. And she's going to join us after the 10:30 news for Audio Sorbet. And we're going to have a little quiz, Greg Bach.
Ooh.
We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the Pitch Imperfect edition. It's a good one. And we'll have a little bird update for you as well if you joined us for that. Right now, we are joined by our friend and colleague and travel companion, Todd Alba, host of the wonderful Todd Alba program, 2 to 4 across the network. How are you this morning, my friend?
Dr. Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kelvin, I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay? I'm having some audio issues, but can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Now that echo is gone. There we go. Now that echo is still there.
We have an echo right now.
We have an echo.
Todd, if you want to call us, we can do that instead.
I don't know. All right, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. Todd's going to join us on the phone at 855-752-4842, which you can do as well. Mm-hmm. If you want to give us a call, send in a text, sending a voice note.
Yep.
That is the latest feature on the Civic Media app. And again, you can do that all at 855-752-4842. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about former Governor Tommy Thompson announcing he hasn't decided yet.
Maybe.
I might.
Oh, wink.
I haven't said no yet.
Yeah.
Now we got Todd on the phone. Good morning, Todd. Can you hear us?
I'm very sorry. As I say often, I'm a analog guy living in a digital world, so I apologize.
Don't worry about it. Not to worry. It is all good. What was your reaction? Did you hear this? Because TMJ Radio broke this morning that they talked to Tommy Thompson at the Wisconsin State Fair yesterday, and he hasn't said no.
I didn't hear it until you sent it to me this morning for the notes. I read the article. I think it's fascinating. I kind of chuckled a little bit when I saw it. I said, well, that kind of figures. To cut to the chase, do I think he's actually going to run? No, I don't. But it's also quintessential Tommy Thompson. I heard you guys' discussion and the callers beforehand. I think everybody made really good points. As someone who was a former Republican who left the party in 2011, the Tommy Thompson that was Governor Tommy Thompson, he still has a lot of my admiration. I mean, I just spent the weekend, or at least 5 hours on Saturday, with my close friends, paddling down, taking a kayaking trip on the lower Wisconsin Riverway from Sauk City down to Mazamitie.
Right.
And I think that still remains one of the greatest bipartisan pieces of legislation signed into law by Tommy Thompson in certainly the last 50 years and maybe the last 100 years.
Todd, I'm going to stop you right there, and I just want you to explain to folks who may not understand what that was. Let's talk about that measure that got that bipartisan support.
So it happened during the 80s, and Tommy's in the first or second term as governor. My former boss, Dale Schultz, was in the assembly at the time, considered a conservative at the time, go figure. And Spencer Black, who represented the Isthmus of Madison, one of the most liberal Democrats, or considered that at the time, worked together. And they said, look, the Lower Wisconsin Riverway There's lots of farming along there. It's ripe for development. Let's pass legislation that preserves that natural beauty. In other words, there can't be new structures built within eyesight from the river, but in certain cases, if they're upgraded, there's only a certain color palette. The houses or barns can be painted, and you can't have major development. It's to create, it's basically, let's preserve what Nicolet and Marquette saw as they came down the river years ago for future generations. It was extraordinarily controversial.
Yes.
It took a long time to pass. And Tommy Thompson, the governor, had Spencer Black, a Democrat, and Dale Schultz, Republican, in his office. And he said, I'm not going there unless you guys can provide the votes. If you guys can do it, I'll sign it. And that was the deal. And it took several years. Tommy came out a couple of times to Southwest Wisconsin to very heated town hall meetings, and they got it done. And that was, in my mind, that was the quintessential Tommy Thompson who gets things done. And by the way, I heard you guys talking earlier. Yes, Tommy Thompson and Sue Ann, the former first lady, sold their lake house on Lake Wisconsin and added onto the farm back at Elroy. That's where they live.
Okay.
That's,
they do.
They're back in Elroy, yeah.
I wasn't sure about that. Well,
and that's so, – go on, Todd. Go on.
No, I was just going to say – my star asterisk in all this, and you guys heard me tell the story, I won't tell again, when he was Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, had the opportunity to go out there and visit his office. He did groundbreaking work when he was the president of the interim president of the University of Wisconsin system during COVID. He got rave reviews and national attention for setting up free vaccine clinics, testing sites, and led the country in how to deal with vaccines and COVID during that whole thing. What's deeply saddened me and disappointed me, and one of your callers pointed this out earlier, one of Tommy's few Achilles heels is he just has a lust for relevancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can't help himself. And I think part of that comes from a good place, that he feels, God dang it, I'm the one that can get this done.
Exactly.
I can do it. And that's kind of a good place. The bad place is, I think he's just always found the vast majority of his happiness through politics, and he doesn't want to let that go. And in my opinion, he has compromised some of the things that he actually believes in for relevancy in the MAGA party. Look, based on the information I know, and I'm not going to name names, Tommy Thompson does not like Scott Walker. Tommy Thompson does not like Donald Trump, but he plays the game to stay in there to be relevant. And I think that's where this – and also, you know, I won't violate any FCC violations. I think he's just trying to mess around with the current Republicans. I think he's like, you know, if I go on TMJ and tell them I haven't ruled it out, I mean, that'll kind of
that'll be fun.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, honestly, I think because, look, the Ulines and all these people, they ain't going to write the big checks until they know whether Tommy is in or out. And so I think it just kind of messes things up a little bit, and I love that.
If you're just joining us on Matt and Aaron Air, we're talking to Todd Alba, the host of the Todd Alba Show, which you can find on Civic Media Monday through Fridays, 2 p.m. through 4 p.m. And you're hitting the nail on the head for me personally, Todd, on every point here, is that the Tommy Thompson that people want to vote for is the Tommy Thompson who was the governor from the late 80s through the 90s, and he was someone who stood up for mass transit, wanted rail. He had what now would be considered very liberal points of view.
Oh, yeah.
But they seemed at the time, these are very, they serve the people of Wisconsin. They have economic impact, too, that is great for our state. All these things that just make you kind of shrug your shoulders and go, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Now he has to distance himself from, because as you said, he has to identify with the MAGA side of the Republican Party to keep relevance and gain credibility. And he would have, if this is for real, if let's say in a Tommy Thompson perfect world he runs, he has to somehow keep people, he has to convince them that he's still that old Tommy Thompson while still trying to be a MAGA Tommy Thompson. And I don't think that's going to work. As Roger from Stevens Point said on the text line, he voted for Tommy four times, and his endorsement of Trump made him turn.
Well, and I just have to wonder, you know, you talk about this deal that was made under then Governor Thompson to protect the lower Wisconsin River. Now, if you're MAGA, he has to come forward with a mining bill about how let's mine the lower Wisconsin River.
Yeah, and it's been a few years, so somebody else that's smarter than me listening out there can correct me, but As I recall, even while Tommy was governor, he kind of changed his mind on the copper mining up north and was kind of all for it. And then a lot of locals spoke up. And to his credit, he listened to him. And he said, you know what, okay, maybe this is a bit of an overreach here. And he kind of dialed it back. So unfortunately, I think the days when you had politicians who actually listened to their constituents, yep, especially at the executive level, and did what they wanted instead of what the money and the power bosses wanted, you know, I'm not sure those days are going to come back in the near term. But I'll say this. I've known Tommy Thompson for a lot of years, since he first ran in 1986 in Cambridge Richland Center in a primary against Jonathan Berry. And Jonathan Berry, the Dane County executive, called Tommy Thompson the hick from Elroy. And that ticked him off. And he went on to beat Jonathan Berry in the primary and get elected the governor four times. So I'll say this. Don't ever count Tommy Thompson out, because you do so at your own peril. I will say that. Do I think he's actually going to run? No. But if he did, it'd be a hell of a race.
There's something to be said, Todd, about trying to achieve your goals with a pinch of spite.
I really do just kind of love the idea of him thinking, though, you know, this could be fun, yeah, just for a, yeah, couple of months. Let's just tweak him a little bit for a couple of months, yeah, and watch everybody run around.
And he's doing, Jane, I'm sure you've seen this when you worked at other places in Milwaukee and were at the state fair. He loves, Tommy Thompson is in his, yeah, element. Going to the, yes, PMJ fishbowl, yes, being on there, shaking hands.
A
red Wisconsin Motion W polo shirt on, going to the farm. I mean, we need somebody. But this is a great point, and Trevi Olson says this on our show. We need a governor who's going to be a cheerleader for this state,
yes,
and go around and talk about how great we are and how great Wisconsin is and give people hope. And nobody does that better in my lifetime, has done it better than Tommy George Thompson.
He has been a great cheerleader. You're right. He was always a great cheerleader for Wisconsin, for most of Wisconsin anyway. I did have the opportunity to meet him once, Todd, at an event in Milwaukee. This is decades ago, and I'll never forget, I shook his hand and he looked right at me and he said, nice to meet you. It was a life-changing
I went on
moment
to write my book. I yes, I cured many diseases
and
of small animals,
and then I became a big investor. I don't know.
But you know what, yeah, but that's a great point. I mean, I can't tell you the number of young politicians that Tommy Thompson mentored. And you go to an event and he was there, and he'd come up to the new candidate and he'd say, did you shake everybody's hand in this room? And they said, yep, governor, I shook him. Did you shake him twice?
Oh,
and because, I mean, because when Tommy would go, especially after he became governor, sometimes he'd come in at the concourse in Madison, you know, they bring him in through the kitchen so they don't have to go to the front door or whatever. And instead of just whizzing by, 9.9 times out of 10, Tommy would stop and shake every cook, busser, washer, everybody in the back room and say, how are you? Great to see you. Thanks for doing what you're doing. And he made everybody feel special.
Yeah.
And that's really, because I saw him a lot of times in private, that's really who he was and who I think in his heart really is. And it just saddens me that now we have this MAGA iteration of it.
Todd Alba is our guest. You can catch his fantastic show weekdays from 2 to 4 across the network. We're going to continue our conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. We are the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Hello, live streamers. Don't forget to download the completely free Civic Media app. We have Free Ticket Fridays coming up this Friday. Your chance, 5 chances you'll have to pick up a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The boys playing some good ball lately.
Heck yeah.
Heck yes. So make sure you're ready for Friday. Pat Kreitler will start it off between 6 and 9. He'll have a keyword for you to text in only on the app. We'll have another word, Tom Hartman, 11 to 2, then Todd, 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6. Free Ticket Friday is coming up this Friday.
And spelling counts.
Spelling does count. Keywords are pretty easy, but every once in a while, Todd gets a word like rhododendron or something. Todd Allbaugh, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Allbaugh Show, is here. Now, that was back when we were competing for the statewide text win contest, Todd, that encouraged them to give you slightly more challenging words during your show, but that never happened.
It's because you're a legend in Wisconsin radio, and so I need every advantage I can, and you beat me. You guys beat me so bad last time in the statewide text to win contest that they retired James text to win jersey. And so it may come out of retirement this fall.
It could happen. That could happen.
We were going to hang it in the rafters of Radio Park, but we found out we don't have rafters. We just have ceilings.
Yeah, then we got to take the drop ceilings out.
You just kept walking into it every time you went down the hallway, like,
in the way.
Why is this damp?
Todd Alba is here. We're let's talk about Tom Tiffany, who, again, he was at
do
the
we
state.
Have to?
He, yes, we do. He was at the state fair yesterday.
Let me say this real quick.
Yes.
Let me say this real quick. I just was thinking over the break. I thought if Tommy Thompson was actually listening to the last hour or someone tells him about this, nothing will make him happier. He'll say, can you believe it? They actually talked about my race for a god dang almost an hour and never even mentioned Showman. He would love that. He would absolutely love it.
You're welcome. You're welcome, TT. We're happy to help you out. There's another TT now. We have Tom Tiffany, who was out glad-handing everybody and apparently cozying up to the moms from Liberty, from what I've read this morning.
Oh, I saw that. Thanks for sending me that first thing in the morning.
Right.
I have to have an extra cup of coffee. Look, I think Tom Tiffany, you know, again, to quote my friend Trigvi Olsen, something that Tommy told him years ago was, there are two kinds of politicians, those that want to do and those that want to be. And Scott Walker is somebody that just wanted to be, continues to be that. I think Tom Tiffany is in that category as well. Mm-hmm. He just wants to be. Send out pictures of ice fishing. But, I mean, what has Tom Tiffany actually done besides written strongly worded letters to the Prime Minister of Canada about fires? ignoring the fact, of course, we have our own wildfires out west in the United States. But here's the thing. I think for a lot of mainstream MAGA Wisconsin Republicans, he does represent the current iteration of the party, Tiffany does, because he genuflects politically to Donald Trump, and that's really what they want. Bill McCoshin said on our show when Governor Evers said he wasn't going to run again that for their side, the GOP side, it's all going to come down to, does Trump make an endorsement, and if so, who, and that person will win the primary. So I think these guys, if you read that article that you sent me this morning, Jane, I think they're all positioning. They're really looking for the vote of one person, and that's Donald Trump, instead of the votes of Wisconsinites across the state.
I guess the one thing that confuses me, Todd, because of where Tom Tiffany is, and we were just up there in the North Woods, and folks there have so much love for the outdoors. That's a big reason why they live there. They want to be able to be outside and go on trails and do all those things. And Tom Tiffany now is the one talking about, let's mine the Apostle Islands. There's a copper mine that they're talking about that would be right on the border of the Boundary Waters in Minnesota. I just can't imagine that his constituents are supportive of things like that.
I'm old enough to remember when Tom Tiffany was in the Wisconsin State Senate and I was working for my former boss, and we held a lot of town hall, not official town halls, because Scott Fitzgerald, the majority leader, wouldn't allow it, but independent town halls in northern Wisconsin and Tom Tiffany's state Senate district around Mellon and around those Ashland, around those areas. And you're absolutely right, Jane. They packed high school gymnasiums, 500-plus people, and overwhelmingly, and there were some people there that, out of basic economic desperation, said, I'll try anything, and I understand that.
Me too.
But overwhelmingly, people were like, we don't want this. The Native American tribes, you have to remember, you guys know this, the Native American tribes, those rice fields, that's like their churches, their temples,
it's
their
sacred
place of worship. Yes,
it's sacred.
And so Tom Tiffany really has no regard for, again, Wisconsinites. He's looking for the votes of Trump. He's looking for the votes of the big money people and what they want, in my opinion.
And I think now more than any other time, when you speak about those who want to do and those who want to be, looking for the endorsement of Donald Trump is the easiest way for any politician to just be.
100%.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
Joy, what you got coming up on your show today?
I'm going to talk a little bit about tariffs. We have somebody from the Main Street Business Alliance here in Wisconsin talking about the effects of Wisconsin or the effects of the Trump tariffs on Wisconsin businesses. And I understand he's also on the PBS board of directors as well. So we'll pick up our discussion from last week. I know you guys have talked about
it,
on the cuts to the National Corporation of Public Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Why do MAGA folks hate Big Bird so much? We'll discuss that.
Join Todd today. Fantastic show. 2 to 4 across the network. And what's worse, which I love, that usually comes up in hour number two. Thank you so very much, my friend. We will talk soon.
Thank you, guys. I'll have my technology worked out next week.
No worries.
Thanks,
news
buddy.
Is coming up next. And then we're going to talk to Deb Cronmiller from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Authorities in Tennessee have arrested Austin Drummond, the main suspect in the murder of a family of four in Tennessee last week. They have also arrested four other people connected with the crime, three of them believed to have helped Drummond get away. New York, Chicago, and Detroit on the top 10 list of cities globally with the worst air quality in the world right now, thanks to wildfires in Canada.
It is hazy here in Boston. That toxic smoke from the Canadian wildfires blanketing the Northeast and upper Midwest. It got so bad here in Boston, there was a ground stop for planes here at Logan Airport. Conditions here in Boston are expected to improve, but people who are sensitive to smoke might still be at risk, so they may want to limit their outdoor activities here for the next few days.
That's ABC Stephanie Ramos in Boston, where the air is also bad. Threats of arrest from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to the Democratic lawmakers who have fled the state rather than vote on redistricting, they say is gerrymandering. This is ABC News.